Let's go next to Cairo, Egypt, where anti-government demonstrations have broken out on the streets. This is the kind of thing people watch very closely in the Arab world in the wake of a revolution in Tunisia. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Cairo. She's on the streets. Soraya, what have you been seeing?
Tahrir Square, where the perhaps largest demonstration, at least that I've seen today, has broken out. In fact, various groups that have been demonstrating elsewhere in town have been turning out. And basically, this is the location that's in front of the Interior Ministry. And of course, the objectionable security forces, or at least the protesters, say that they have problems with the police and with the security forces that for 30 years have imposed a state of emergency here. And in fact, this is the one place where the demonstrations have been taking place that they have turned violent that I've seen. The police have been lobbing tear gas and firing water cannons to break up the crowds. The crowds will run back and forth periodically, I mean, you know, to basically escape the gas, and then they'll run back or push back into the square. And it's pretty spectacular in the sense that normally the police would be even more, shall we say, they'd be more like in the business of cordoning off this sort of activity. And they've been actually allowing quite a bit of freedom to these demonstrators today who've been marching all across the city demanding higher minimum wage, demanding presidential term limits, demanding an end to the state of emergency, and wanting more freedom.
Now, when you say presidential term limits, you're talking about a country where Hosni Mubarak has been the president of Egypt and an authoritarian president for the most part for three decades. That's got to be a demand that is unmistakable if you're in authority in Egypt right now.
Absolutely. I mean, there is a presidential election next year, and I think what protesters are hoping is that by this sort of demonstration, perhaps some sort of pressure could be brought to bear to change the rules, to change the constitution, to make it so that President Mubarak cannot run again or cannot appoint a successor, as many have alleged he would be planning to do.
Are people in their conversations or in the signs they're holding and the speeches they're giving alluding to the revolution, the overthrow of an authoritarian government in Tunisia?
Using that as their inspiration. There are a lot of phrases and slogans that are being chanted here that refer to Tunisians and telling them, dear friends, take heart, we will continue where you left off. And as many protesters that I interviewed today said, they are the largest, or Egypt is the largest Arab nation. They'd like to take up this mantle. They don't want it to die with Tunisia. And there certainly is a lot of inspiration today. The crowds were being told by organizers anyway. We don't have official estimates yet, but certainly even visually looking at them, they're much larger than anything that's been seen in years.
Is there any coherent leadership of this demonstration?
There isn't. I mean, you have some of the groups that have been leading protests here in recent years, people that have used Facebook, people that have been associated with Nobel laureate Mr. El-Baradei. They are out here helping organizing it, but they wanted to make a special point today of not having any groups, banners represented, or any slogans being chanted representing particular groups, Muslim Brotherhood, etc. They want this to be an Egyptian people's effort, and that is the type of faith that they are presenting here today.
Soraya, thanks very much for the update.
You're welcome.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is on the streets of Cairo, Egypt, where serious demonstrations have broken out today, and we'll bring you more as we learn it. This is NPR News.